guy who's been around the boxing scene for a long, long time. John Short joins us now to discuss. Johnny, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty well.
I'm very frustrated because almost the first word that I heard as I was hooked up here was zombie, and now you're talking to me, but I'm not hurt.
You're not there yet, right? You're not there yet. John, you've—I know boxing and even mixed martial arts, but definitely boxing was one of the your biggest loves. And you've seen like it's really changed in Edmonton. Like Edmonton used to be kind of the boxing scene in Canada, and the last few years it's really kind of gone downhill. Despite having Jelena Mrjenovic, a 9-time world champion, if she wasn't here, I'd wonder where it would be at. What do you make of this? What are you hearing on the potential demise of the Edmonton Combative Sports Commission?
Well, to be honest, I've been hearing about it kind of as a wish for a lot of people.
Okay.
For several years now, and this is difficult for me to say, because, as you know, I was handed a plaque one day and told that I was a member of the whatever passes for the Hall of Fame for the Alberta Combative Sports Commission, and I don't want to in any way to make this sound disloyal or unappreciative or whatever, but the Boxing and Wrestling Commission, as it was once known, when it was run by Ron Hayter, was a much more successful, transparent, honorable organization than this one is. And there's no doubt about that. And ever since the change was made and Pat Reed wound up with the title of, I think he's changed his title, but when he was put in charge, things have gone downhill steadily. Not many years ago, former Mayor Steve Mandel talked to me about the possibility that someone would step in to take over as head of this commission, because this is at a time when, after Ron's health started to fail. And the next thing we know, that Pat Reed was here, and as far as anybody can determine or could determine then, he had no qualifications other than he was brought in here as part of a project. I think we were looking for another bid for the Commonwealth Games or one of the international games, and he came in for that and was kept here, was actually given a job rather than told, hey, we couldn't fulfill our commitment to you.
When you, as somebody who's been close to the scene, you talk to a lot of people much more than I do. What's been their biggest frustration?
The biggest frustration at one level, now, again, I'm not there every day as we used to be, but at one level, the biggest frustration is that the truth seems often to leave the room. Now, I don't know who's telling these untruths, but we've been told often that they said this or they said that or they promised something that didn't happen. And I know of situations in which promoters were led to believe certain things would happen and certain dates would be cleared and or kept clear, and they were not. I know that the biggest issue years ago when Reed first took over was the fact that he decided to unload any number of qualified referees and judges, I mean, good enough to be working on world championship events elsewhere in North America, but they weren't allowed here because I don't know what they didn't do. Maybe they didn't pay homage. Maybe they didn't pay dues. I haven't got any idea. I know that, I mean, we've really only got one good boxing referee in this province, and I know that he several times was separated from the Boxing and Wrestling Commission, and now he's back doing what he should do.
Well, I know that David Berkovich is another guy. He's done WBC title fights around the world.
Yes, and I know, and there are a couple of others too.
Yeah, and they don't let him work in here, and that was, and I've talked to those guys, and they say specifically due to Reed, and you know there was some charging of fees and something like that, and I read Mike Russell who had a thorough in-depth investigation onto it. And I guess the concern, John, as you mentioned off the top, a lot of people had said, well, hey, maybe it's good if they get rid of the commission. So do you think this is one where they might just get rid of this commission and then bring in a new one? How hard is it to just start a new boxing commission?
Well, the commission is a creature of the provincial, it's not even a provincial commission, it's a city commission. So it stands, as I understand, it stands within the framework of the city to say, okay, this one hasn't been working. We haven't been getting good leadership. We haven't been getting the level of boxing matches, the quality or the number of boxing matches, the quality of boxing matches that we feel Edmonton can handle. And this is a legitimate concern. If they need to make a change, they certainly have the capacity to do that.
Now, if they didn't have a commission, that means UFC technically couldn't fight here either?
I don't know what the technicalities are. I do know that I wouldn't like to be involved in any kind of a legal situation in the city if some unlicensed organization walked in here, conducted a boxing and wrestling show, or one of these unarmed combat shows, and somebody got seriously hurt. I wouldn't like to take a look at the legal fees on that.
Well, John Short joined us, and I know, Russell, there was the controversy back at one of the fights when the commission allowed a fighter in a mixed martial arts case to actually take his gloves home, which of course should never happen because you can manipulate him. You have no idea what they're going to do with him at home.
Right? Well, the problem with Russell, and Jason, that I've spoken with him many times, and I know what his commitment to the sport is. It's incredible. But he has gone beyond, what do you call it? He's let his biases show.
Yeah, no, that's fair. It's been a little too personal at times.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem, and that's why I'm pointing out I have not one issue in the world with Pat Reed, other than the quality of what he's been doing. I would like nothing better than to see him shape up. I have a serious question as to whether he believes he needs to shape up. The question will be whether city cares enough to get involved in this controversy or whether it will again choose to turn his back on the whole issue. It needs to be pointed out that when Ron Hader, some don't know that Ron's health has failed a little, but when Ron was still healthy, he worked very hard with me and with Murray Gregg and others who were around the fight game to get the city, David Akin and the former city manager Simon Fairbrother, to take a serious look at many of the aspects of this thing, and they refused.
Yeah.
There was a serious conversation at a council meeting. One of the aldermen or councillors swept the entire issue under a rug, and it has stayed under the rug ever since. Now, I've had several conversations with the mayor in a different context, and I know he cares about sport, at least to the point that he knows the value of sport in terms of attracting people to the area, generating publicity for the area, a whole bunch of positive things. And there have always been suggestions that the city just didn't care. Well, my opinion is this mayor is too bright a man not to care. And if he continues to allow this situation to exist, then it will not be the first time in my life that I've been wrong.
Well, I look at it, and I won't question necessarily cares, but there's caring, and then there's doing something about it to show that you care rather than just saying.
I think we're making the same point in different ways, Jason. Obviously, if he asks the right questions, if he asks any serious questions, I'm convinced he will find irregularities in the way that the directorate was set up, in the way other things were done. But if he doesn't ask those questions, then all we can ever say is this was something the mayor didn't consider important enough.
John Short joins us, talking about the Edmonton Combative Sports Commission and the possibilities of that commission going by the wayside. Now, John, do you think it would be better to have just one provincial commission rather than a separate one in Edmonton and in Calgary? Would there be a benefit at all?
No, I know that's what Reed wants. But I don't see that. I mean, obviously, there has to be a regulatory situation. I mean, you can't sit there and say, well, these rules apply in Red Deer and they don't apply in Edmonton. They apply in Cold Lake and they don't apply in Calgary. But setting up standard rules doesn't require establishment of a provincial body. Or a national body. What we need is a responsible city organization that works with other city organizations in the search for consistency.
My understanding, John, with this is that a decision has to be made sooner than later. right? And I had a few promoters reach out to me locally ever since we discussed this early in the show, who are very concerned about the fact that if there is no commission, then, like, because you've got to plan your dates well in advance. You've got to reserve the Shaw or wherever your other facility is. And if you don't have a commission, that a lot of the places don't want to put down their money because they're sometimes it's non-refundable. You don't get your money back, and now you can't host an event because you've got no commission to approve it.
And there were situations that I know of, and I suspect you do too, where dates were set aside and promised to promoters either for boxing, wrestling, or for unarmed combat, and those dates all of a sudden disappeared, and some money did go down the tube as a result.
Well, John, it's going to be a very interesting storyline to follow here for a lot of people inside the Edmonton and mixed martial arts community, and because I think it's huge. Like we talked about, Jelena Mrjenovic, if you don't have a commission, she's probably not a 9-time world champion, right? Because she never would have got the opportunity.
Oh, it's absolutely true. And the other thing that happens when you've got a responsible committee or commission is that it moves around to try and create additional attractions. It's not unlikely that somebody would work with a promoter to go into a legitimate boxing community, even as aggressive a community as Las Vegas, and say, you know, we've got this really good commission. We've got this really responsive city. We could bring in major league fights here. And we've had major league fights here, not just because Ken Lacusta and Willie DeWitt were Alberta heavyweights, but I mean, you're right, Jordan. Jason, if you go into history, we've had world champions here before and after they were recognized as world champions, and it's not done anymore. I could name for you, I won't do it, I could name for you four or five promoters who not only created great entertainment, great sports competition, but made a pretty good living for themselves. And I do know that Milan and Mel Lubavac, who work incredibly hard for KO Boxing, they make it clear they can only afford four shows a year here. And one of the reasons, I'm sure, is that there's nothing in by way of support from either the city or a boxing commission.
Well, it's going to be a story to follow for sure, John. As always, I appreciate your time. Before I let you go, I have to get your thoughts quickly on the Edmonton Oilers. And what are your thoughts through 9 games?
Well, I think that... I didn't have any doubt going into the season. You and I talked about this once before casually. I didn't have any doubt going into the season that they would make the playoffs. I also have no doubt that they will finish closer to the bottom of the play of the teams in the playoffs than near the top of that list of players. But obviously, they're going in the right direction. The public has bought in and will be prepared to wait as long as they can go to the arena every, 40 times a year. And watch Connor McDavid put on a show. The only question that I've got is the same one I've had forever. What happens if he gets hurt? Because there are an awful lot of guys who are excellent complementary players, but not qualified to lead.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess you hope they won't be like Montreal when they lost their goalie last year. So Oilers fans are just hoping.
As the Oilers were when they lost McDavid.
Yeah. Well, although, you know what? The funny thing is their record with McDavid and without last year was technically a few winning percentage points better without him. And I don't think anybody actually thought the Oilers were better without him. They just simply weren't good enough with him either. So
that's the truth of it.
John, always good to talk to you.
Talk to you soon, my friend.